This is his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says his committee hearing would center on responsibility, integrity, and accountability. Republicans are focused on the alleged anti-Trump bias in the Mueller investigation. Mueller said he would not talk about how the probe initially began and strongly suggested he would not go beyond the report he filed. He also cited what he again called systematic and sweeping Russian actions in the 2016 campaign. Under early questioning, Mueller repeated what he has said before, that President Trump had not been fully exonerated in obstruction of justice. Democratic strategy is to highlight sections of the special counsel report to put those words on the record and make Americans aware of negative findings about the president in a report people have generally not read. Included in those findings, evidence that President Trump had tried to get the special counsel fired. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani on what may lie ahead.
As special counsel, Mueller spoke publicly just once, saying 2 months ago his report speaks for itself.
I would not provide information beyond that which is already public.
For Democrats who figure much of America never read the report, just having him testify is a win.
What the impact will be on the country, I don't know.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff's panel will get second crack at Mueller after the Judiciary Committee kicks off roughly 5 hours of hearings. Even if Mueller doesn't say much, they hope to highlight what they say were President Trump's most egregious actions. He says the entire day is pointless, falsely claiming Mueller cleared him of obstruction and collusion.
There's no nothing. They're wasting their time.
Still, the president admits he may watch parts of the hearings, and Democrats hope much of America does the same. Sagar Magani, Washington.
From Washington, this is VOA News. Former Chinese President Li Peng, who declared martial law just days before the brutal crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrations in Beijing, has died. He was 90. The official Xinhua news agency said Li died of an unspecified illness on Monday. After he failed to reach an understanding with the leaders of the student-led movement in the summer of 1989, Li Peng declared martial law. 2 weeks later, Chinese troops were sent in to end the occupation of Tiananmen Square, killing hundreds and many say thousands of protesters. Both Russia and China are denying their military aircraft violated South Korea's territorial airspace during a joint reconnaissance patrol Tuesday. Seoul says, in fact, there was an intrusion. The United States says it will confer with South Korea about how to deal with the situation if it happens again. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
The U.S. is calling for a close consultation between Washington and Seoul to deal with future incidents like the alleged Russian intrusion into South Korean airspace. The South's national security director has discussed the Tuesday events where South Korean fighter jets fired warning shots to drive away a Russian reconnaissance plane that entered its airspace twice, with visiting National Security Advisor John Bolton. Later, officials said Bolton proposes that allies closely coordinate over similar future incidents. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the U.S. state of Arkansas, a federal judge has temporarily blocked several new abortion restrictions from taking effect. It is the latest chapter in this country's running political battle over access to the procedure. AP correspondent Matt Small has a report.
U.S. District Judge Christine Baker has granted a 14-day temporary restraining order that stops three new abortion restrictions from taking effect in Arkansas this week. Among the measures is one that opponents say would likely force the state's only surgical abortion clinic to close. Another one prohibits the procedure 18 weeks into a woman's pregnancy. The restrictions also include a requirement that doctors performing abortions be board certified or board eligible in obstetrics and gynecology, plus a law that prohibits doctors from performing an abortion if one's being sought because the fetus was diagnosed with Down syndrome. I'm Matt Small.
In the face of 2 weeks of massive protests calling for his resignation, Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rosselló says he has to listen to the people, but he made no indication he plans to step down. As thousands of protesters again gathered in the streets for demonstrations on Tuesday, Rosselló said his future statements will focus on the actions his government carries out. Meanwhile, a judge has issued search warrants for the phones of Rosselló and 11 of his political allies. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1.